one day we will be the past that people will be looking back to and wondering how we got through this time of the coronavirus. There's a really interesting project that is collecting some of these stories, and we're being encouraged actually to be part of what is called a Journal of the Plague Year, an archive of COVID-9. Joining us right now is Andy May. He's a professor of Australian history at the University of Melbourne. Good afternoon, Andy.
Hi, Jacinta. Good to be with you.
Well, it's really good to have you. This is sort of what we've all been thinking about. This is this moment in history. You know, we've been the people reading those books and wondering what it was like to go through the Depression or, you know, World War II or the experiences that we often read about. We are going to be that experience, aren't we?
We certainly are. And I think, you know, we've got a touchstone, for example. There's been a lot of interest in the 1919 Spanish flu influenza that hit Australia. And like we've got evidence from the newspapers and so on, but we really don't know a lot about what people felt, how they experienced that in an everyday way. So this is our chance to send a message to the future, if you like, so that future historians and others can actually understand the daily sense of what we're going through.
So what is the proposal? Are we to write it down, take photos? How do we share our experiences of what day-to-day life living in this very unique time in history is like?
Look, we're collaborating with some colleagues from Arizona, and we have a website that is now live. And look, it's pretty simple. We're basically encouraging everyone to document how the pandemic is affecting their lives, and you can share whatever you like. It can be a photograph, it can be a screen capture, you can write a little diary entry, a video clip, and you can upload that very easily to the website, and you can tag it to Melbourne on the map, and it will go live. It's a moderated site, so once it's approved, it'll go live. And look, the beauty of it is, it's in a way, it's a kind of a community history project. And it's something that I think we can do individually to document how this is sort of going down in Melbourne. But it also helps us connect globally. We can, you know, there are entries already up on the website from North America, obviously, but from Brazil, from Italy, from the Netherlands, and experience in real time how other people are dealing actually with pretty similar, you know, fears and anxieties and also kind of regulations that we are. So we can kind of track it in real time, which is really exciting.
It is really exciting. What sort of things do you think are going to be interesting?
Look, I think at the moment, so early on, there's a lot of material, obviously, about social distancing. There's a lot of images of empty shop shelves and shortages and so on. But I think the interesting stuff is really the kind of emotional dimension, you know, how we experience this in an everyday way. And they're the sorts of things that often are not captured in other types of sources. So I'm really interested in kind of personal responses. There's some fantastic stuff up there already from Melbourne. An example is a photo of kids who've been chalking messages on suburban pavements saying things like, you know, have a nice day. So everyone who's out there kind of, you know, walking their dog at an appropriate social distance can see these messages that kids are leaving in Melbourne streets. So they're just the little sort of things that give us an insight into how we're experiencing it in an everyday way. People are uploading their sort of family homeschooling schedule with little commentaries about, you know, the challenges of dealing suddenly with, you know, all these high energy kids at home and the importance of having a daily schedule. So they're little records of everyday life, but I think they're also in this sort of virtual way expressing the sort of community that we need that binds us together, that helps us to understand that we're not experiencing this alone. But in doing it, it's leaving a trail for the future.
I love it. This idea that we are the thing. There's a great text here saying being part of a historical event isn't nearly as fun as I thought it would be, which is very true. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. If you want to be part of the journal and take part in it, you just need to get into your search engine, Melbourne History Workshop, I think, and there's a link that you can follow all the way to that journal. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
No worries. Thanks, Jacinta.
Andy May is the Professor of Australian History at the University of Melbourne, where we're we're able to chronicle this year as the plague year, an archive of COVID-19.